Okay,
and
that's
bye-bye.
It. Bye now. Okay, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to have with us our Destination Worldview author today, Bill Neely. So stay tuned. That was quick. And joining us now, of course, is Bill Neely. Good morning.
Hi, how y'all doing?
We're doing very well indeed. How about you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
We just got back from a trip to Japan, and so we're a little bit in jet lag, but other than that, we're doing fine.
Yeah, we heard that. It must have been a marvelous trip, was it?
Yeah, we really enjoyed it. The people of Japan were just great to us. Couldn't get over how nice the people could be.
Well, we're hoping that in the near future we'll hear a great report on that.
Yeah, Bonnie, I think, has written a lot up already. She's still working at it.
Right.
But anyway, we're thrilled to get to go.
Good. Well, let's tell me a little bit about leaving your heart in Mount Rainier.
Well, for, I guess, a little over 12 years now, we have been going back up to Mount Rainier for about at least every 2 years, and generally in the summertime. We've not been up there in the winter, and I would say that the optimum time to go would probably be July, August, September up in that area, because I think it's you're a little snowbound before that to get into the park very far.
Yeah, at that particular time, exactly.
But by mid-July, you know, the flowers, the wildflowers are blooming. You know, it's warmed up. Well, in the daytime, it's warmed up good enough to where you can get around and hike. And, you know, it's just a beautiful time of year up there. And there's not as much of the rainy season. You're kind of beyond that Pacific Northwest rainy season at that time of year.
That's got to be an advantage.
Yeah,
because it could be quite wet. But, you know, when you're in your RV, you're pretty comfortable and cozy even in the rain, but it doesn't allow you to do that much, you know, walking and getting out. So
that's right. And I think up there one of the pluses is to be able to get out and hike around and to really experience the outdoors, the nature that you have up there, which is just incredibly unique, I think, in the United States.
I just love the photographs on the article, and the scenery is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yes, it really is. I think one of the prettiest views, I think there's one picture in the article kind of overlooking what they call Mira Lake, and that has Mount Rainier in the background. And
yep.
If you catch it just right, you get it mirrored in that lake, and it's quite a phenomenal view.
It sure is.
And the rushing glacial rivers along through those areas as well, I guess. Huh?
Yes. I would say in RVing, going up there, the first time we went, we were in a 28-foot RV motorhome, and getting around was pretty easy. We weren't pulling a car, and we could get around. Now we have a 34-foot, and we pull a car, and we find that in terms of particularly the camping within the park, if you get over 30 feet, you're going to be real limited in terms of campsites. Cougar Rock, I think the maximum size is 35 feet, but they don't have that many spaces. So if you're going to plan to go up there and camp in the park with something that's over 30 feet, you need to probably try to make reservations before in order to get a good spot.
Yeah,
that would have been my next question.
That's a good tip. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Over some of the other, Cougar Rock, I think, has the maximum length that you can get into. The other ones are like 32 feet maximum. If you can stay in the park, it is, you know, that is kind of the best thing. And we like to try to stay, get reservations ahead and stay at Cougar Rock. And that's not too far from the lodge, Paradise Lodge, which was built back, you know, during the CCC days, and is really a beautiful lodge right there on the side of Mount Rainier.
Right. The I mean, in that sort of area, you've got some pretty pretty hefty hills and so on. Not a problem getting around corners and those
the
sorts of things?
Coming in from the west and coming in from, like, from Seattle, where you come in, it's what's called the Longmont entrance, up to the Paradise Lodge. A little curvy, but no real problem. It's not a real big climb right there. But if you go on to the east side and you go up to go into what they call White River Campground or Sunrise Ridge, you go through, go over a pass that you know, kind of a climb and very curvy, and then going in up to Sunrise Ridge, it's you make a pretty good climb. So you kind of have to be careful. You're going to be slowed up a whole lot.
Right.
But it's still, even though you're slowed up, you've got enough scenery to where you don't, it doesn't bother you about being going slow. Now, if you want to get through there quickly, you kind of want to watch going that way.
You want to absorb and take your time to smell the roses, as they say.
Right, that's right.
In the park, you're able to camp, aren't you?
Yes, there are three different campgrounds in the park. There's Cougar Rock. Well, there's actually four, counting Sunshine Point right at the west entrance. And then you have Cougar Rock up near Paradise Inn. You have a park, a camping place at White River. And then one on the southwestern entrance there. You have one that I'm not real sure of the pronunciation, but Ohana Pekosh, I think is the way they say it.
One of those tongue twisters.
And so you've got plenty of camping places as long as you're not in too big an RV.
Right.
How about the staff at these parks, Bill?
Oh, it's been our experience that over the past years it's been very good. Now, there has been a cutback in all the national park staffing we've noticed here in the last 4 or 5 years. We've seen cuts, and even talking to them, they've said there have been cuts. Now, it's been a couple of years since we've been up at Rainier. We're going this year, and so I'm not sure what that's like, but usually when we've been there, it's been pretty good, well-staffed, and they keep it very clean and are on top of things.
Well, that's always nice, you know, if you decide to come back and you look forward to seeing people that you've met before, and I'm sure the staff do as well.
Yes.
So that's always a nice touch.
Right.
And you've done quite a bit of backpacking through on the trails and stuff when you've been up there.
Yeah, we found, and when talking to the national park people, they say that most people don't go more than, 100 yards into the parks. I mean, they drive along the road and pull over to the pullouts, and they get out and they take photographs. But we have found that to really experience the parks, you need to kind of do some hiking. And Mount Rainier offers a whole variety of kinds of hikes. There's a hike that you go through what's called the Trail of Patriarchs, which is a very easy hike, but you go down through this wonderful trail of sequoias and 300-foot tall trees, and you go back in there, and it probably takes you, it's about an hour hike, but it's pretty level, and so most people can handle that.
Yep.
At Paradise Point, at Paradise Lodge, you can go up what they call Tremont, and it goes along up along the base of Mount Rainier, and they have different length hikes, but you can go a good ways up. Almost sometimes you could even hike on up to what's base camp, which is the kicking off spot to go up to try to summit Mount Rainier.
All right.
In fact, we were up there one summer, and then Vice President Al Gore and his son had just come down from going to the top of Mount Rainier.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they are all set up there at the lodge to with guides and all the equipment and all to, if you want to make the climb to the top, they're ready to get you up there.
Wow. And you mentioned Box Canyon as being one of your favorite stops.
Yeah,
Tell us a little about
beautiful waterfall cut, a glacially cut, kind of attraction there in the park. And we really like going there. They're just, I don't know, all kinds of spots all around the park. One thing that some people may be a little alarmed at is when they first hit, like at Cougar Rock Campground, there's a big sign that talks about lahars. And lahars are mudslides, rock and mudslides that could be created by, I guess, an earthquake, because Rainier is a volcanic mountain.
Right.
And they have to give these warnings. Now, in all the time that we have been going up there, we've not experienced any earthquake or even, I don't know, thinking that I know of, seen any lahars. But still, that is something. If people are a little bit on the scary side, you maybe want to avoid. Like Cougar Rock says, that's an area that might be subject to those lahars.
Yep.
But
interesting.
Just all in all, there are just a lot of different aspects. You've got you come in from the north into Rainier from Seattle, or you can come in from the west. Or our favorite way is to come from Yakima, and there are two ways from there to come in from the east. And you kind of come through a lot of mountains in approaching the park that way.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of other thoughts. Hiking these trails, is it a hiking boots and, hefty dress type arrangement, or walking shoes, tennis shoes suffice?
It depends on what you're going to do. If you're doing like the Trail of Patriarchs, you could do just regular tennis shoes. It's a good path. It's not rocky, so it's not a bad walk. You just want something comfortable shoes.
Yeah. Yep.
When you go up on like the side of Rainier, or take the hike that is going to Sunrise Ridge,
right.
Which is a beautiful hike up where you're always viewing the mountain, as you go up.
Yep.
There it's fairly rocky, and I would definitely go with some kind of hiking boots.
Yeah. Yep.
There, and always I would also carry water and some kind of pack. And the temperatures change as you go up. You're going to get a lot of temperature change, plus the mountain creates its own weather, and you can be going up there, and it'll be sunny and bright, and then all of a sudden you'll get a rainstorm. So you need some rain gear with you, as we always carry rain gear and some water and some snacks.
Right, right.
And water is always a good idea.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, Bill, I think it's a very, very interesting subject, and I think that leaving one's heart in Mount Rainier, Washington, is probably a nice place to leave it as anyway.
It sure is, and I would recommend any, like a lot of foreigners come flying into Seattle, and you can rent an RV there and trek out and stay in that area for a week or so and really have a great vacation.
Yeah, that's another good alternative.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, thanks for another great worldview, and we look forward to hearing from you and Bonnie on your Japan.